Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Pleasure as Punishment. Pleasures, when they go beyond a certain limit, are but punishments. Seneca. Once when I was about 7 years old, I was at a party at some friends of my parents, and it was my first time ever eating cheesecake. And I remember eating this and thinking, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever tasted in my life. And I thoroughly enjoyed eating the rest of that cheesecake. Upon completing that, I went to grab my second piece of cheesecake and took a bite and then took a second bite and then realized that it didn't taste nearly as good as it did before, even though it tasted pretty much exactly the same. At that point, it had become too rich for my seven-year-old belly, and I had to stop eating the cheesecake. I was really disappointed that I couldn't eat the cheesecake, but I knew that if I had even another bite, my stomach would not be happy with me for the rest of the evening. And for me, this was a very instructive lesson and one of my first lessons in too much of a good thing. I recognized that while I really wanted to have more of that cheesecake, that it had reached the point where it was starting to become a punishment rather than a pleasure. Are there things in your life that you consider as pleasures that maybe have become punishments? I mean, I think there's the obvious things like alcohol and drugs, which, while they produce some pleasure, once you reach a certain point, they start to become punishments and they start to cause problems in your life. Maybe there are certain foods that you eat that you know you shouldn't eat because while they taste great, they don't sit well with you and end up making you sick or making you tired or causing some other issues. Maybe you spend too much time watching shows on Netflix or playing video games for too long, and you don't accomplish some of the other things that you want to do. Maybe some of your hobbies fall by the wayside. Maybe time with your friends or family starts to suffer because you spend too much time doing these other pleasurable activities. There are plenty of things in our lives that we basically can become addicted to that we don't even notice. And noticing it is that oftentimes that hard part. So some things like over-drinking or doing hard drugs or something like that, we can see the punishments are pretty direct. But sometimes there are subtler things where, again, we are indulging in things that are maybe not necessarily bad, but they keep us from doing the things that we want to accomplish, or they drive a wedge between us and the people that we love and care for. Sometimes with the more subtler things, it's hard for us to notice when we're overindulging in these things. So having a good partner or a friend or a mentor that we can ask and have them help point these things out is incredibly helpful. Now, the tricky part is that sometimes we're going to hear things that we don't want to hear. They're going to tell us things that maybe aren't the most pleasant of things, but are for our own good. So being able to look at ourselves and hear things in a very rational, unattached way can take you a long way towards guarding against overindulging in things that are probably not beneficial for us. So remember, there can be too much of a good thing. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.